This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. With only less than 2 days left for campaigning to end for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections, leaders of all major political parties occupied in a hectic schedule to woo the voters. In Uttar Pradesh, star campaigners of different political parties are campaigning for the sixth as well as the seventh phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed a political rally in Basti district. He said BJP has already achieved the target of majority seats in the five phases, and that is why opposition leaders are losing their cool. The rally was organized for Basti, Sant Kabir Nagar and Dumaria Ganj Lok Sabha constituencies jointly. Addressing another rally in Shravasti district in favor of the BJP candidate, Mr. Modi came down heavily on Indi bloc and said that they are not only communal but also casteist and promote nepotism. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath also campaigned in Jaunpur and Basti districts. He will address political rallies in Sultanpur, Siddharthnagar and Balrampur districts, while Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh Mohan Yadav campaigned in Maharajganj and Kushinagar districts. Addressing a political rally in Azamgarh district, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav claimed that BJP is going to lose all the 80 seats of UP and in the country they are not going to get more than 140 seats. He said that if his alliance comes to power, then all the loans of poor people will be waived off. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has directed BJP President JP Nadda and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge to issue formal notes of caution to the party star campaigners to refrain from making any statements prohibited in the Model Code of Conduct. In each letter issued today to the respective party presidents, ECI said no party or candidate should indulge in any activity or utterances which may aggravate the existing differences and communal discord. The Commission has further directed campaigners and candidates to desist from indulging in any political propaganda and maintain decorum during the election period. The directions came in response to the complaints filed by both parties regarding inappropriate statements made during poll campaigning. A total of 904 candidates in seven states and a union territory are left in fray for the seventh phase of Lok Sabha elections to be held on the 1st of next month. According to the Election Commission, a total of 2,105 nominations were filed for 57 parliamentary constituencies, and after scrutiny, 954 nominations were found to be valid. Punjab received the highest number of nominations of 598 candidates in 13 parliamentary constituencies, followed by Uttar Pradesh with 495 nominations in 13 parliamentary constituencies. The Election Commission has transferred two Punjab police officers from their current posts to non-election duties. According to spokesperson of the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer, the Police Commissioner of Jalandhar, Swapan Sharma, and the Police Commissioner of Ludhiana, Kuldeep Chahal, have been transferred from their present posts. Additionally, the Commission has asked the Chief Secretary to provide a panel of three eligible officers for each of the positions to be filled in Jalandhar and Ludhiana. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar was received by Iranian authorities on his arrival in Tehran today. Mr. Dhankar will attend the official ceremony to pay condolences on the demise of Iranian President Sayyed Ibrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister H. Amir Abdullahian. In a swift operation in Kerala, the Coast Guard rescued 13 fishermen on board a fishing vessel which reported seawater ingress in its engine compartment. The rescue was done about 31 nautical miles off the coast of Chavakkal. Coast Guard vessel ICGS Abhinav provided rigorous deflooding on board the fishing boat and provided necessary technical assistance for the boat and the crew. The boat was later brought to Munambam fishing area. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the eliminator at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. The winner of the match will face Sunrisers Hyderabad in the second qualifier on Friday. Yesterday, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad to book a place in the final with a convincing 8-wicket win. And that is the end of this news bulletin.